X, mobile.
This is KC4SKD, name's Larry.
Patrick, we've spoke before. How are you this afternoon?
Oh, good, yeah, I'm doing okay. I had the other radio on, which I just turned off so I could talk to you, so... Yeah, doing all right. Looking forward to getting home and get some food.
You on that one. It's about time for a bean or two anyway.
Yeah. Weather's nice, but we sure do need some rain. Bad.
Got a little bit yesterday, but we need quite a bit more to catch up.
I understand we're supposed to get some Sunday. I'm really hoping and praying it does.
I hope we get some rain. I hate it's going to be Sunday. I got a friend of mine's daughter. She's getting married Sunday outside, so I don't know what they're going to do yet.
I didn't realize that. Well, I hope things go well, but before you in the wedding and all. And I had one of my cousins got married outside. It was on a Saturday. This has been several years. I remember it was so hot. But anyway, we went to the wedding, and anyway, everybody seemed to enjoy it.
Well, if you're going to have a wedding outside, you need to have a backup plan. Otherwise, could be a little damp.
Well, my next task is getting through all this traffic and trying to get home in one piece.
On 85.
Avoid that from now on. Not all the time, but getting off at 5 o'clock, yeah, I stay away from it.
I do all I can to stay off of 85. I'm up here I'm on 290 or Locust Hill Road on the upper side of Greer heading to 25 right now.
A really bad experience on 85 one day, and I said, that's it, never again, I will do something else.
Consistently give up 5 or 10 minutes in a longer trip than those unplanned 2 or 3 hours of sitting there.
Gee, I got trapped on 85 one day, and it was an hour and 45 minutes before I was able to move.
I'd soon avoid that. That's like 26 up here at the airport. I don't get on that section of 26 either. If I can help it, I'll go around it.
I don't know if you're in like old cars or not, but my wife and I were on the way to church Sunday, and I saw an absolutely gorgeous 71 Mach 1 Mustang. And it didn't have the graphics on the side of it, but other than that, it looked like a guy just drove it off the lot.
I tend to gravitate toward those. I like those vintage cars of that era. A mechanic for 20 years, grew up working on them. I like those, that year's cars there.
Early 70s Dodge Dart. And I was just a kid, and he came to see us one evening, and it rattled the house. It was so loud when he came up in the yard. He said he had headers on it. I don't know if it was the 426 Hemi or not, but it vibrated the windows in the house.
On one of those with open headers, they'll vibrate a lot of stuff.
Well, was a 1974 Chevy Vega. And my dad's cousin had it and put 110,000 miles on the engine, and it blew a head gasket, and they basically gave it to us. So we took it and took the engine out, rebuilt it, put it back in, and once we got a few little bugs worked out of it, that was a pretty decent little car.
That car was a 80 model Camaro, and it had the little 231 V6 in it. And man, when you fired that thing up, it killed every mosquito with 2 blocks.
Where is KD? There was another station in there. Go ahead.
By Loft or how? KB4NC Mobile.
It was smoking so bad. Is that Gabriel?
You got an eco car. It was running on steel. 15. That's good.
Burning so much oil, I like to not make it home with it. As soon as I got it home, I pulled the engine out of it, put me a nice little V8 in it.
Like I'm in the twilight zone. Hold on.
What's that transmission?
You hear me? I'm in sort of a bad spot. This is KC4SKD.
The car, I get $500 for it. Drove it home, pulled the engine out of it. Because, like I said, it was smoking so bad, you couldn't see behind it when you fired it up. But it made it home. That's all I was interested in, because I already had the engine to put in it. So that's what I did.
Good. Yeah, some of those are pretty decent-looking cars. One of my next-door neighbor had a 1980 Camaro. It was solid black, and you waxed that thing up, and it was gorgeous.
Good-looking cars. It had that big old plastic nose on the front of them with the fiberglass underneath it.
Vehicles. My mother had a 1985 Toyota MR2. Like an overgrown go-kart with a body. And I drove that thing on the Blue Ridge Parkway one day, and that was a fun trip. The steering, you didn't have to turn it so far to go from lock to lock, and it, you know, like a three-quarter turn or something like that. And it was a manual transmission. And that was a fun vehicle to drive. I sure missed that one.
I haven't owned too many cars in my lifetime. Most everything I've owned has been pickup trucks. So after that, there, I switched over to pickup trucks, and pretty much what I've had since then. But, Gabriel, I don't know if you're still in there, but try again some here in a little bit, or whenever you can.
I'm very close to jail, and that's a little bit zone over there. Don't worry. Now I'm going up the hill in Greenville, so I guess, you know.
Much better on that one. I couldn't make out the other one.
Here, that the repeater scratches, but I don't know what happened with that repeater. But anyways, I got a bunch of vehicles over the years. I got the one that really surprised me. The first one I ever had, it was a Rabbit in a Beetle 74. And the Rabbit, it was 82. But I got a Yugo, and then I got a Chevette, four-door, five-speed. I guess it was five-speed or four-speed, I don't remember. That thing was, man, that thing runs some fumes, man. It was super good for gas.
I'm about to go into a bad spot. Y'all carry on, KC4SKD.
CK4SD, Larry, I can't get your call down.
Four Sierra Kilo Delta, KC4SKD.
KC4SKD. Okay, I think I got it now. All right, Larry, it was good to talk to you this afternoon. You be careful out there, KO4HKX. And Gabriel, I'll be around for a little bit. I just now got on 25.
Yeah, I'm here at house, so let me keep working. I got to pick her up a piston for a paint sprayer, so I gotta be working for a little bit. KB4NC, to the listening.
Be careful out there. 73 and KO4HKX, and I'll be mobile and monitoring.
KO4HKX, KO4PXB.
Good afternoon, Lloyd. Doing great. I hope you are also. I'm on my way home now.
Hi, I'm not on 85. Had a very smooth run on 85, so definitely a great day.
Got any big plans for the weekend?
I am going to 02 M5 to M14 rifles because the couple bought them. And I'm going to do the mechanical zero on them, and then they're going to come out there, and they're going to zero it to their how they shoot.
After that, you got a range out there at your house, or you go somewhere to do that?
No, I just go to one of the indoor ranges. That way it's safe that they buy That way I don't let anybody ever bring any ammunition. I make them buy from the place where they shoot at and go from there.
I just didn't know if you were doing it somewhere or that you had set up to go or do what your plan was there.
Like I said, just I go to an indoor range and set the target at 25 and 50 meters away, or you know, and then let them shoot. And which really doesn't make sense to me of why two different people's coming out there. And I've already told them that, well, once one person zeroes with that weapon, and then now you're going to want somebody else to shoot with it. Now it's going to be set to zero for that person, and when the other person shoots, now it's going to be not quite right unless y'all shoot exactly the same.
Yeah, and I doubt that's going to happen. But yeah, once you zero those are personalized to you.
That is definitely true, and I'm glad that they are paying attention to where they're going with iron sights instead of the red dot or optics, because you know, I'm a very firm believer you need to be able to shoot without any mechanical advantage. That way you're not relying on that, and if it ever goes out, then you don't know how to shoot properly.
I'm with you there. A lot of people, they want to go straight for the technology instead of learning the basics first to do it right.
Yep, because in doing that, you take all the mechanics out of it, and the biggest mechanics on shooting is definitely controlling your breathing and trigger pull.
That's something that I myself need to work more on, but I've got to put the time in to do it.
You want to definitely see how well people control their breathing. Let them run 10 to 15 yards and then have them shoot. And watch how the rounds are just all over the place unless they are very familiar on how to control their breathing when they're shooting.
I get that. It's just something I need to spend more time doing. Where I'm at the house, I can't do it. But once I get my property, that's one of the things I want to do is put me in a nice little small range where I can go down there any day. I want stress relief.
That is definitely so. When you get to that point, are you just going to stock up on ammunition, or are you going to do a reload?
I would like to do the reload, but that's something that I want to spend some time learning how to do the right way first. I don't know anything about it, so I'm starting from scratch on that.
I'm not sure if it's still holding true right now, but a lot of people were doing reloads. They're having an issue getting primers and some of the items to be able to do the reload, because everybody got into the doing reloads and it was a hard time finding the essentials to do so.
A couple of friends that do reloading, and they were saying that they couldn't find any of the material they needed to do it, the caps, primer, cases, nothing. They were having a hard time finding all of it.
Yeah, that's why it's just sometimes even better to just go ahead and buy the ammunition when you see it that way, because that way you also know that you don't get a short load or a hot load.
I've been doing that a little bit. I got, you know, a fair amount at the house to where when I want to go shoot, I can shoot and not have to worry about it.
Yep, that's definitely good. That is, you're right, that is one of the best stress relievers of all times, being able to just get out there and put a set of headphones on and just shoot.
Sometimes that's just a good way to clear your head and focus, because it makes you focus on what you're doing, something else.
That is very true, because if you lose focus there, either you or somebody else gets hurt.
For QM... reference shooting.
Ma'am, just a second. Lloyd, I am getting ready to cross the state line, so I'm going to go ahead and clear out with you guys. Y'all have a good weekend. If I don't talk to you again, it was good to talk to you this afternoon. KO4HX, and I'll be clear. 7-3.
All right, sir. Definitely, Patrick. Have a great time. last calling station, jump on into the conversation on shooting.
Copy that. I would be KY4QM, Roy. I was just kind of caught the end of your training schedule or what you have. So you're a certified instructor?
Just when people bring me a mechanical, like just a regular rifle, then I'll just set it to the mechanical zero with sights, and then when they come out there, I'll just turn adjust the sights of how they're shooting, moving the front sight up or down and the rear sight left and right. That's.
And I thought you were a certified instructor. What was your call sign?
Oscar 4, Papa, X-Ray Bravo.
Like I said, I was just listening on the side here, and I thought you were representing as a certified shooting instructor, but I understand. Roger that.
I am definitely not, you know, the instructor part of it.
KY4QM, I'll be on the side. I was just curious. I've got 28 years law enforcement. That doesn't make me shoot anybody any better than anybody else, but I thought you were inquiring the first thing. But KY4QM, I'll be listening.
4PXB, KA3JCA.
KO4PXB.
Could you do handguns or just...
Definitely just a rifle, because the handguns, it's just there. You pretty much have to learn to shoot and see how you do on there, because there's truly not much sight moving that you can do on, especially with the fixed sights on the front. There is where you can do the front sight tapping, but most of the time it's just figuring out how you shoot and then going from there and learning of how you do on pretty much using Kentucky windage.
Shooting practice has been in an indoor range. I've not done much outside and so forth, and I put those Trilio sights on my handgun, the ones that kind of light up at night.
What model of weapon do you shoot with that on there?
Glock 42, 380, 43, Glock 43 and 9mm, and then I also have a 40 caliber Glock 22.
Good. I have a little car. I have a SIG 923, and it has the little red dot on the front, but I mainly just keep it turned off, and that way I can be familiar shooting just red with the sights. That way I don't have to rely on the optics when I need to shoot.
I've not put any of the lasers on it yet. I just improved the optics for the front and rear sights over what the factory came with, and it actually helped me improve my shooting some.
A lot of people, my friends, they definitely say using a magnifier is actually helping them shoot better, because they either their eyesight's not really good when they start shooting far away, and you know, and that aspect of it, then putting the optics of like a red dot on there.
I mean, I was going to ask you, did you upgrade your software to 3.0 yet for your DMR?
For the for my Anytone radio?
Yeah, they just came out with the 3.0 for both the version 1 model and the version 2 model that changed some of the icons, brought the Bluetooth APRS up to version 104 if you don't already have 104, and then the firmware is now 3.0.
What I'll do is I'll get on the Anytone site and look at that, because right now I know I'm running 1.27 for the software for it.
If you go to the Bridgecom site, you can go to the version 1 model that you're running, and you can actually look at that, and they have the 3.0 a version for that particular model radio, and you can see what it improved.
I'll definitely do that this evening and look at that and look into do the updates on it.
It's getting easier because I will tell you that when I watched the broadcast from Bridgecom last night and then I did the instructions today, I downloaded the 3.0 software, I installed it, I actually opened it up, read the radio, saved the code plug even though it was version 205, and then I did the firmware update first, then I did the APRS Bluetooth update second, and then I did the icon update. So like your APRS has a compass symbol now, and the satellite has a little green satellite symbol now in the icons. So they updated some of the icons in the radio. But I did all three of that without having to shut it on and off, on and off. So I was able, well, I did have to shut it down one time in between the firmware and the other two updates, KA3JCA.
That sounds good, because I don't think the, if you don't have a UV plus, then Bluetooth is not included in that, correct? Because I don't think if you don't have a plus, then it does not have the Bluetooth option to it.
Yeah, I think that's correct. Yeah, my wife was talking to my daughter and kind of yelling, hope it didn't come out over the radio. But, you have to read it. It just, there's one that when you upload the APRS software, the Bluetooth is with it, so if the radio doesn't need it, it's not going to install it.
I appreciate it. Yeah, I'll definitely look into it on Bridgecom's site and go from there.
We talk with you later, sir. KA3JCA.
Have a great day. KO4PXB.
3JCA. KY4QM.
4QM. KA3JCA. Go ahead, sir, Roy.
Trying to give you some information, and I'll preface this by saying I am not an instructor and I'm not certified, but I've got 28 years of law enforcement. If you're looking for a quick reaction self defense weapon for a handgun, leave the laser at home. Just use your open sights, get the tritium that you can see in the dark, because you'll pick that up so much faster than you will a laser, because you're going to be pointing that laser all over the place looking for it on the perp, when you can just bring those iron sights up with the tritium sights and see them in the dark, and boom, you're all done. Just food for thought.
No intentions, Roy, of putting a laser on there. I put the Trulio sights on is what I put on there. Yeah, I worked for a police department up in Delaware for 12 years, and I get used to shoot at their indoor range. Training, I had a couple officers. One of them has a federal firearms license, and then the other one was a firearms instructor. And I learned a lot on taking and dismantling the Glocks and repairing them.
Lasers are a big thing on a handgun, because they're not, do not do that. But anyways, KY4QM on the side. I'm just going to listen here and shut my mouth again. But I just don't want people to get wrong information.
Roy, thank you very much. Appreciate it. Hey, I'm always, if somebody else can educate me, I'm all for it. KA3JCA monitoring.